Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Terry had that turned around a little bit. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, April the 21st. Happy Earth Week. Tomorrow is Earth Day, a day founded in large part by Wisconsin's own Gaylord Nelson. So we decided to commemorate the event with a series of programs all week long during this 6 o'clock hour on green living to examine what we can do as individuals in our own communities, in our own homes, to be kinder to the planet while living the lives we want for ourselves and our families. We have a list of all of our Earth Day-related programs posted on our website, wpr.org. But know that all week during this time slot, you'll find out about environmentally kind ways to take care of your lawn, your portfolio. We'll find out how to eat sustainably, and we'll learn how to green up our cleanups, how to clean our homes without toxic chemicals. Today, we are going to talk about consuming responsibly, how we can be environmentally and socially conscious consumers, how we can recycle more, reuse more, maybe even just require less stuff. Are you already doing this? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Do you consider yourself a green consumer? How so? Tell us how you go about shopping to be a green consumer. We were scheduled, and maybe still will be scheduled, to speak with the editor of the book World Changing, A User's Guide for the 21st Century, but having a little bit of difficulty reaching our guest. And we will continue to try. But as we go along, we will just ask you, what do you do? What do you do to celebrate Earth Day, to celebrate Earth Week? What do you do, or what have you been trying to do to be a greener citizen? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. You can also send us an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We just heard a piece in the news about some people who celebrated Earth Day by going out and playing with prairie chickens and trying to restore the prairie chicken population in central Wisconsin. What are you going to do this week to celebrate Earth Day, which is tomorrow? The whole week has been designated Earth Week. Maybe there's some activity that is happening in your community that you want to tell us about. We'll be happy to take that as well. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. By the way, coming up in our next hour on the State Capitol Report, we're going to be welcoming in a guest lawmaker, State Representative Spencer Black of Madison, and we'll talk about progress that has been made on various state environmental initiatives, legislation that did pass in the last session of the legislature. We'll talk some about the renewal of the stewardship fund. That's one accomplishment of the past year. We'll talk a little bit about the latest on the Great Lakes Compact, which is the subject of a special session right now. And then we'll talk about a bunch of environmental legislation that still needs some action, that has been introduced but didn't pass the legislature. And we'll focus in on environmental legislation that you would like to see coming up in our State Capitol Report after 7 o'clock. Then after 8 o'clock, we will be switching our tune and talking with Kevin Phillips about his brand new book, Bad Money, talking about the state of our economy and what a precarious situation it is in right now, according to Kevin Phillips. That's our topic after 8 o'clock. But right now, we want to know what you do to reduce your consumption, if anything. Do you try to live with less stuff? Do you reuse stuff? Do you recycle stuff? Or what steps have you taken to try to be a greener citizen, to be more environmentally friendly? Any steps that you have taken, suggestions you might have for others? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato. He leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skin. The busboy comes and takes it, with a cough contaminates it. Puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins.
I like it already.
And the truck comes by on Friday and carts it all away. And 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. We're filling up the seas with garbage, 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 garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage, 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 garbage?
Well, that was Pete Seeger and Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street singing about garbage and what are we going to do with all the garbage. And that's what we want to know. What do you do with all the garbage? What do you do to try to reduce the amount of garbage? Do you reuse? Do you recycle? Do you try to just buy less stuff? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Focusing this hour on consumption, overconsumption, how to be smarter and greener consumers. What have you been trying to do to be a greener citizen as we celebrate Earth Week all this week? Planning on focusing in on Earth Day topics during the 6 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, here on the Ideas Network. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. So, you're not doing anything to clean up your yard, to clean up your house, to clean up your neighborhood, to try to clean up the world? Are you using those energy-efficient light bulbs? Did you change the light bulbs in your house? Why or why not? What about when you're at the grocery store? Do you pick paper or plastic or reusable bags? What do you try to do to be a more environmentally conscious consumer? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or what are you planning on doing to celebrate Earth Week and Earth Day, which is observed tomorrow? Irene in Whitewater is with us. Hi, Irene, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. What a great program, as always. And, you know, listening and thinking about all the things individuals do across the country and trying to make our world safer and cleaner and less toxic, you know, using safe products for cleaning and things like that and recycling. I think our recycle bin is always twice as full as our trash bin. But one of the things that was very upsetting to me the other week when I watched on a CBS News program was in the various senior facilities across the country, they specifically talked about one in New Orleans, but how when patients leave for whatever reasons, all medication that is left behind is actually taken out of the perfectly sealed packages and dumped into the water system, into the toilet.
Yeah.
That is so wrong on so many levels. You know, we talk about, you know, obesity and all of these things that are, you know, our children are affected by, and here we're putting this into the water. Well, that's what we're told to do. Well, just because you're told to do it doesn't mean it's right.
No, yeah.
I mean, I wrote to all my, you know, all the representatives and senators from Wisconsin, but it's, how do we get around that? How do we balance that kind of toxic dumping by, you know, the little things that people do?
Irene, are you saying that you were told by medical people to flush your medications?
That's what they said on this program. You can look it up probably on CBS News. It was last week. And it was
I know that we've done a program here because a study showed that there these types of medications are showing up in municipal water systems.
Exactly.
And the advice on that program is don't dump your medications down the toilet and wrap them up and yes, put them in the landfill is better than dumping them down the toilet. So
there's a couple of issues with that. A, this is a perfectly good medication that hasn't even been opened. They're taking them out of the bubble wraps, you know, sealed packages, and putting them into the toilet. So, I mean, medication that could be used for people who can't afford it, but then putting it into the water system, that's the part that was just unbelievable to me. The millions of dollars, and literally on this program on CBS, they did say, you know, this is what, you know, the, you know, direction is to dump this because of the possibility of, you know, abuse of this medication. But there's got to be, A, if you have to really trash this medicine, then it has to be a better way, as I believe in Wisconsin some areas do, and I think there's the incineration and things like that. But you know that this is going on across the country. Is this a government kind of directive that this is what the senior centers and homes are supposed to be doing?
Irene, we could investigate. Yeah, we'll try to look into that a little bit more. But like I said, the advice that we've heard from experts on this program is don't dump your medications down the toilet. It is not a good idea. So thank you so much. So Irene is not dumping her medications down the toilet and wants to get the word out to others to don't do that. It's harmful to the environment, and it's harmful to the health of the fish and aquatic life. And for that matter, we're drinking trace amounts of other people's medication, which doesn't sound too appealing either. Rose in Sheboygan Falls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Excuse my voice. I have a cold. I was interested in buying energy-efficient light bulbs, especially since the one over my kitchen counter went out, the can type of light bulb. And I noticed some at a store, and they were energy-efficient. They should have lasted for 7 years. So I took it home. I bought it. And when I looked at the package, I always read the small print. It said, this bulb has mercury if it breaks. Run around your house. Well, it didn't say run around, but open all the windows in your house at least 15 minutes because of the mercury fumes. And when you discard it, you have to take it to a hazardous waste dump. And I was just wondering how many people are actually going to have a time or even remember that that was a light bulb that should go to the hazardous waste dump. The mercury in there is going to be, you know, can possibly pollute land, the water table and rivers and streams and
it's
a danger if it breaks in your house.
Yeah, that's right. So you decided not to get it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's one of the drawbacks of those light bulbs is you're not supposed to just throw them away.
And they're a hazard in your house.
Yeah, if you do drop it and break it, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, Rose, thanks very much. Maybe again another program in that as to whether it's worth it or not to have those energy efficient light bulbs. Tom in Burlington, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Good relaxation.
Yes, I did.
I'd like to talk about the battery problem, and it sort of goes along with the mercury problem with these light bulbs, the energy-efficient ones. When I bought a battery at the Walmart, and I said, do you guys take these back? They take these plastic bags back. There's a place to collect them when you walk in the Walmart. But I said, Where do you put these batteries that you sell? And he said, we don't have any place. And there is no central place in my little town, Burlington, and the township of Burlington, where a person could actually go and just drop off your batteries or your paint or these mercury bulbs. And maybe it's a statewide problem. I don't know. But there really has to be something done, and maybe it could be a program that you figure there's billions of these little batteries that they're putting out, and they all have mercury and toxic chemicals in them, and they're going into the landfills.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe somebody who's listening to this has a solution to it and might call.
Well,
we'll see.
See if anybody has a solution to that. And I know that many communities and counties will have various hazardous waste drop-off sites or days and that sort of thing, but you're saying none in Burlington. Maybe somebody in the Burlington area knows what to do with this stuff. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What do you do with those energy-efficient light bulbs? What do you do with batteries? How do you get rid of them? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or what have you been doing to be kinder to the planet? What have you done to change your buying habits, if at all, in recent months or years? Do you reuse more? Do you recycle more? Do you live without the latest gizmo? Are you trying to reduce your consumption or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Mary Ann has sent this email with this poem, a New England maxim inscribed on her coffee mug, a constant reminder for her to live with less stuff. And it says, use it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Do you use it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without? We welcome your suggestions for others, or the questions you want to pose to others about green living. What are you trying to do to be a greener citizen? As we celebrate Earth Week, we will be talking about green topics all week long during this hour. Tomorrow, we're going to have a guest who will have specific advice on how we can have environmentally safe lawns, organic lawn care. On Wednesday, we're going to talk about how going green can make us rich, with the author of the book, Go Green, Get Rich. On Thursday, we'll be talking with a restaurateur about sustainable eating, green eating. That's Thursday during the 6 o'clock hour. And on Friday, the author of Green Up Your Cleanup. Green Up Your Cleanup about green house cleaning. That's Friday from 6 until 7. During this particular hour, we're hoping to be talking with the editor of the book World Changing, A User's Guide for the 21st Century. Somehow we got our wires crossed and have a number for him that's out of service. So we'll see if we can still hook up with him during the newscast to talk with him in the next half hour. But until then, we're just wanting to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Ted in Wauwatosa, hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Hey, I had suggested for somebody who just called in about the compact fluorescent light bulbs. They were concerned about the mercury in there, and they're right. When they break, they can cause a problem, and you do need to air out a little bit. But the other thing to keep in mind with them is that the mercury contained in the light bulb is actually less than you would burn in fuel for generating electricity if you were using an incandescent light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
So the net effect is you're using less energy. And how often do you actually break one? So it's a concern like that.
Yeah. She was concerned that a lot of people were just throwing these out and not taking proper care to dispose of them.
Right. And there's a way to address that, too. Wisconsin Focus on Energy has a website you can go to find local hardware stores that will take compact fluorescent light bulbs. I know mine just a block down the street does.
Good suggestion. Thank you so much, Ted. So the Focus on Energy website will tell you where you can bring those light bulbs. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about green living after the news. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks for joining us on this Monday, April the 21st. We are wondering what you are doing personally as a citizen of this planet to live a greener life. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Have you changed your consuming habits in any way to try to be more environmentally friendly? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What have you been doing to be kinder to the planet or to be kinder to the earth. What have you done to go green? We are kicking off a week-long series on green living this hour, and we will continue it all week long in celebration of Earth Week. Earth Day is tomorrow, the entire week designated Earth Week, and we will bring you a variety of programs about the environmental health of the planet, including our own backyards. We'll be talking about green lawn care as an environmentally safe lawn care. We'll talk about green portfolios. We'll talk about green eating. We'll talk about green cleaning. Other programs on the Ideas Network also focusing in on environmental issues in honor of Earth Day and Earth Week. You can check out a schedule on our website, WPR.org. So, happy Earth Week. Our next caller is Sharon in La Crosse. Hi, Sharon. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Sharon from La Crescent, Minnesota.
Oh, sorry.
I might have stated it wrong, but yeah, my husband and I changed all of our light bulbs over a couple months ago to the energy-efficient ones, and we watched our electric bill really carefully, and we are now saving $15 to $17 a month
on
our electric bill.
Yeah, that's a lot. Wow.
And so they should pay for themselves. It's, you know, 4 months. Well, actually, 2 more months. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah. And
Joy.
Thank you for letting us know. And you're not concerned about the mercury that is contained in these lights, as our other caller was?
Oh, absolutely. And we plan on disposing of them properly. In fact, I live in Houston County, which actually got an award for their recycling program. So things like styrofoam. I planted plants in my window, and they're in styrofoam cups, and I do plan on washing all of them out and recycling and taking them down to the disposable, the refuge here in La Crescent. So, yeah, they got a good program going on here.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Really appreciate calling from La Crescent. Next, we go to Tom in Fond du Lac. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi there, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I'm trying to spread the word about refuse-burning power plants. The Chinese started this a number of years ago, and I guess they burn it at, like, 700 degrees Celsius so that it gets rid of all the toxic fumes.
I'm sorry, what's it called again?
Garbage-burning power plants.
And you burn garbage there and then supply power, too?
Yep.
Yeah, so
It sounds odd, I know. Mm-hmm. I was a little skeptical, and then when I did my research, it turns out that they're better for the environment than any other type of power plant, and you're getting rid of landfills at the same time.
Something to look into, Tom. Thank you very much. Well, check it out. Doesn't sound so environmentally friendly, but what do I know? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What are you doing to celebrate Earth Week, Earth Day? What do you do in your own life to try to be more environmentally friendly? Hey, have you bought a hybrid car to try to save on gas and emissions? What about at the grocery store? Paper, plastic, or reusable sacks? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Heard from a lot of you already who have switched to those energy-efficient light bulbs. One of you who was concerned because of the mercury in the light bulb. Christy in Dallas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Christy, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to share that, you know, we drive trucks for a living, and we take all of our recycles and we bag them up. We have to bring them back to Wisconsin because many states that we go through, in fact, 80% of the states that we go through do not have recycling to drop your recycles off.
Seriously? So you bring your recyclables to Wisconsin?
Yep. We stop back by the rest areas before we come home and we drop our recyclables off, which Wisconsin offers all of the recycle bins right at the rest areas.
Well, thanks for doing that, Christy, I think. Yeah, why not? It's better than throwing them in the garbage somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, right, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Anything else that you do to be green?
We shop at the thrift stores and stuff like that instead of buying new.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But we recycle everything that we possibly can.
Thank you very much, Christy. Christy recycles and reuses by buying at thrift stores. How about you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Betty in Portage is with us now. Hi, Betty.
Hi there. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I would like to address the caller, a few callers ago that talked about putting medications down the toilet. Or
right.
The water system.
Right. She was upset because she thought she heard a program that that advocated doing that.
Well, I didn't hear the program and I didn't know, but I know I used to work at a nursing home and we did the same thing. When medications were no longer being used, we'd open them up and put them down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And now the police station in Portage has a program called Pick It Up. And anyone in the area that has medications that are either outdated or they no longer use anymore or don't have can call the police station, and they have a special day where you take your medications to them and they pick them up.
That's
and then they dispose of them.
That's a good idea.
And I don't know if everyone in the area is aware of that or not, but just so if anyone's listening can know that maybe their local police station has a pickup station where they can take their medications and not put them down the toilet, because it is not good to put them in the water system.
That's right. Thank you so much, Betty. Appreciate that. So see if there's some sort of drop-off program, or I'm pretty sure that the expert that we talked to said that it would, if you wrap it up and put it in the garbage, that would be much less of a problem in a landfill than it would be if you flushed them down the toilet. So don't flush them down the toilet. Ken in Dubuque, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thanks. What I did is I stopped buying things that were made in China, and I did it for a multitude of reasons. One was the human rights, but the other was environmental, in that just the cost of shipping stuff from the opposite side of the world just seemed, environmental costs seemed a little bit outlandish. And then also, it's forced me to do an incredible amount of recycling, because it is really hard to find a lot of things that are not made in China.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up buying them online, used. I do allow myself to buy something from China if it's used, because that's sort of, at least I feel like I'm not contributing to the problem directly that way.
Right.
But to buy stuff either used, made in China, or to find stuff to reuse, or I find myself repairing things I never would have repaired otherwise, it's been an interesting challenge.
I bet it has. I know we talked to an author of a book who tried it for a year to not buy anything made in China, and she said it too, it was almost impossible to do.
Well, that's why I allowed myself the out of buying stuff secondhand, at least.
Yeah. So you'll just if you can get it used, you'll use it from China. But the it's been manageable for you.
It's been a challenge, and, I've only been doing it for 2 months, so I haven't come, there have been a few things, like trying to buy a child's thermometer that I've just been totally stumped with, and I have an old one that doesn't work so well, so I'm kind of like, not sure where to go from there, but I'll find one used somewhere, but it's working.
Well, good for you. Thanks very much, Ken. Appreciate that thought. Anybody else doing something like that? Beverly and Fort Atkinson sent this email saying, "We walk or bike to work as the weather allows. We have used canvas shopping bags in grocery stores for 15 years now. We have reduced our garbage by using a composter in the backyard." So there we go. Three different things from Beverly in Fort Atkinson. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Talking about what you do to be a greener citizen. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking line.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, it's our state capitol report. We will be welcoming in Spencer Black, a Democratic state representative from Madison, to talk about green legislation, the environmentally related legislation that passed in the last session of the state legislature, and things that are that still need action. That's coming up in our state capitol report after 7 o'clock. Right now, we are wondering what you do to live a greener life. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We are celebrating Earth Week this week, Earth Day tomorrow, bringing you a variety of programs about the environment. Right now, an open line talking about what you do personally to try to lead a greener life, how to be kinder to the planet, to be kinder to your own backyard. We will be talking about different topics every day during this hour. Tomorrow, we'll have somebody from safelawns.org, author of books on organic or environmentally friendly lawn care, to talk about how we can have a green lawn, but a safe lawn, too. That's tomorrow between 6 and 7. On Wednesday, we talk to the author of Go Green, Get Rich. On Thursday, we'll talk about green eating or eating locally. Does anybody try to do that? I was reading in a book about how some people won't buy mangoes that have to be, you know, flown in from Costa Rica or wherever during different parts of the year because they just don't think it's environmentally sound. Do you try to eat local as much as possible? On Friday, we're going to be talking about green cleaning. Do you do this? Do you try to find cleaning solutions that are non-toxic to clean your house? What do you do to consume responsibly, to live a greener life? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We had scheduled a guest who was the editor of the book World Changing, A User's Guide for the 21st Century. There is a website, World Changing, that you can check out to get some ideas on what you can do. But unfortunately, we're not going to be talking to that guest this hour. A little mix-up in communication somehow. Kathy in Greenfield, hi, you're on the air. Hello, Kathy, are you there? I guess Kathy's not there. So instead, we will go to Sherry in Rubicon. Hi, Sherry, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Well, my husband is this week planting 450 trees.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes.
You must have a, is this
yeah,
as
we
a
have
farm?
A 400, we have a 72-acre farm and has a couple rivers or anything. Actually, he's planted over 3,000 trees and shrubs on our farm, mostly on the borders of the fields.
And this is because you want to be earth-friendly, not because you want to grow apples or something.
No, it's for wildlife and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, we had the Fish and Wildlife Department help us restore some wetlands, and it's a woman named Rhonda in Fish and Wildlife, and she was very helpful restoring some wetlands. And then also, now this year's our first year, we're going to have an organic farmer for the first time. We rent out our fields, and what's good about that is that we found some drain tiles that went into these ponds. And so the kind of the runoff from the fields is going into those ponds, and now we won't have chemicals going into those ponds. And plus, there's an aquifer going underneath our land, so these chemicals won't be going into those aquifers too. So we're going to be real happy not seeing these chemical trucks coming onto our onto our farm.
Sherry, you're doing a lot. Congratulations.
My husband's doing a lot of it, actually.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. David in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks
good.
For calling.
Thank you. Hey, as a follow-up to the woman planting all the trees, I joined the We Energy's 100% renewable energy program. All my energy comes from renewable sources. So it's like...
You pay maybe a couple extra bucks for that, but then you know you're getting it from either wind or solar or whatever.
Exactly. It amounts to saving about 22,000 trees a year.
Excellent.
So I encourage everybody. I hardly notice it, really. because I'm an energy saver as it is, and the amount is not as minuscule to what I'm saving for the Earth.
I just got a card not too long ago from my energy company asking if I wanted to do that, and I guess I do, don't I, David?
It's a wonderful program, and I wouldn't see why anybody would not want to put their part into saving the world.
Thank you so much for that suggestion. So maybe do like David did and sign up for your utilities renewable energy program. Teresa in Madison is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
A couple of comments, I guess. I have about an hour-long commute to work, so I do carpool with a few people. And we do that on a rotating basis, so that helps out not only with the environment, but saving on gas money. But also the other comment I have, I live in Madison, and to recycle a lot of our plastic items and food items, they have to be clean, or otherwise they won't accept the items. And something I struggle with is how long do I spend cleaning and how much water do I use to get the items clean to recycle them, or should I just throw them in the trash because I'm using more water to clean them? And I guess that's kind of a catch-22 that I struggle with sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Especially when it's a peanut butter jar, right?
Exactly. It takes a lot to get those clean.
I know what you mean. And I will confess that sometimes the peanut butter jar does not get recycled. But I think for the most part, I don't think it has to be spotless, does it, Teresa?
I don't really know what the criteria is. No. I know I was watching something on the news a while ago that items with food in them, they want them as clean as possible.
Right.
So I don't know if that means spotless, like throw it in the dishwasher or what. Well, 'cause then I feel like I'm using a lot more water than what it might be saving if I do recycle the item.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak for all communities, but I can speak for myself in that they don't go in the dishwasher before they go in the recycle bin. All right, Teresa, thanks very much. So she's recycling, but questions about having to have them completely clean of any food. Anybody else have an answer to that one? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Mike in La Crosse. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what I do is I drive the speed limit as much as possible.
There we go.
I'm commuting to work now, and the speed limit is 45, and the road I'm on right now, everybody's passing me pretty much. I try to leave early enough so I have plenty of time to get there without thinking I need to speed up and weave in around traffic and be the next person to the stoplight and then have them pull up alongside me and sit there alongside me. But then on the interstate, I save 2 to 3 miles per gallon, the difference between driving 74, 75 miles an hour, 9-10 miles over the speed limit. If I drive 65, I get 3 more miles a gallon.
Excellent. And should we give some license plate numbers of the people that are passing you on the air?
No, I don't really care to do that.
I'm teasing.
One thing I did want to point out to you, though, also is in La Crosse, we've had a power plant that burns majority of our garbage here now for 20 or more years. We just recently, several years ago, upgraded it so that it meets all the requirements, and we generate somewhere, I know it's over 60, possibly as much as 80% of our electricity from that power plant.
Yeah, and it's considered more environmentally friendly than, say, a coal plant or something, Mike, as far as you know?
Well, I would think it would probably be definitely better than coal, but they do have to do something to, whether it's burning at higher temperatures or some sort of scrubbers, to make sure that it isn't discharging, you know, pollutants.
Probably.
Which is the same type of thing that they do with coal.
Yeah, I get that. So the incinerator is a power plant as well. I've certainly heard of that, the way that caller brought it up, garbage burning in China. It didn't ring a bell, but incinerator, certainly. Thanks very much for passing along your green suggestions. Drive the speed limit. Jim and DePere, hi, you're on the air.
Hello. My wife and I a year ago bought a hybrid, and that's helped a lot with fuel economy. That averages about 45 miles to the gallon. And in our personal life, when we go shopping, we use our canvas bags.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do have bags and whatnot that comes home with us, packaging, we recycle every tiny thing we can. We compost for the garden. And we have a large garden in our backyard. We live right in town, but we have a pretty big lot, but even with a small lot, you can grow all the darn vegetables you want, you know, that you can possibly eat.
Well, there you go. You're really eating locally then, too, aren't you, Jim, right in your own backyard?
For sure. You know, the canning and freezing. We also make our own yogurt, for example. It's so easy, and that saves tons of packaging and energy. You know, that helps a lot. We buy from organic farmers, too, our meat. We like to buy, we buy from a farm, organic farm in Chilton for our meat.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate all those suggestions. I want to pass along some suggestions from John in Madison, who sent this email in answer to Tom in Burlington's question, I think, about the batteries that Tom posed earlier. He says, for batteries, I only use rechargeables, most alkaline and nickel. I haven't had a battery to discard for years, so consider using rechargeable batteries. Most retailers of rechargeable batteries participate in the take-back program of the Rechargeable Battery Recycling Corporation and will also take the nickel and lithium batteries free. So there's a suggestion for you, Tom. And thanks to all of you for all of your suggestions. And I hope that you will continue to participate all week long as our Going Green series continues during the 6 to 7 o'clock hour all week long here on the Ideas Network. Thanks to Karen Prager and to Michelle Koffel for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.